What is going on, everybody? Welcome to a new year. Welcome to a new podcast. Like, this is crazy. This is going to be interesting. Oh, man. I've had, like, the last week or so off of work, and it's been crazy. It's been really crazy. But, I don't even really know where to start this off at, other than the fact that I don't act my age at all. I try to, like, I guess, find the humor, and I've always used humor to get out of things in life. Like, life has not been the greatest, but, like, looking back on 2019 was a crazy year. There's a lot of good, a lot of bad, some ugly stuff. Lost some close people. I think the biggest thing that happened in 2019, though, is I got married. Like, something I never thought I would do, something I never thought would happen, ended up happening. And, like, a good something, not a bad something. Not like, man, I never thought I'd get this, and, you know, this happened, you know. I never thought I'd lose my job, and lost my job. There's tons of people in that spot. I've been in that spot. That spot sucks. Probably one of the darkest points of my life was, like, the 2008 to 2010 period I went through. Like, a year and a half or so without a job. Couldn't get a job and all that. Super frustrated. Wanted to work. Young guy, wanted to work. Couldn't get a job. Couldn't even get a job flipping burgers. Like, they weren't even taking people, which was absolutely insane. But that struggle, it made me grow. It made me become something more. It made me push myself. It made me, all right, you know, I need to learn. I need to do something. And the only thing that kept me going was my sense of humor of, like, trying to find the simple things in life. Like, I can remember, like, my wife and I, like I said, we got married last year. We've lived together for, I want to say, 6 years now. And, we were in this is like right when we first started living together, weren't making a whole lot of money, didn't have good jobs, yada, yada, yada. But, hey, you know, we're doing it. We're struggling. We're doing it. I think we were renting. Yeah, we were renting her parents. So it'd be the in-laws' basement, or I was renting the basement, but we were living together. And, we both got off work, like, late off work, like, I think about 11 at night, and went to our favorite little diner. It was, like, our kind of Friday thing is we'd get off of work, because I work second shift, so I worked afternoons. Like, smack middle of the day, really can't do nothing. So we go to this diner, and, you know, we get our meals or whatever, and then we're like, oh, well, we got to go grocery shopping, this and that. You know, it's our once-a-week thing that we would do. And we're in the grocery store. And I remember that my wife was looking for, well, now my wife, then my girlfriend, was looking for, like, she likes this sausage, I don't know what the hell it is. It's like a sausage biscuits and gravy thing that you can put in the microwave and whatever. It's actually really good. I've had it a couple times. Actually pretty decent. But she's looking for this one, and they didn't have the normal sized one. They only had the smaller one. And she's stopping. This is like midnight that we're in there, and she's literally stomping around like, they only have little ones, like making this huge, huge scene. They only have the little ones. I mean, people are looking like, I can't believe this. Oh, this is stupid. So, of course, you know, she grabs a couple of little ones, throws them in the car, like, ah, and like stomps down the aisle. I thought it was hilarious. I still bring it up to this day because I thought it was funny. I was like, you know, that was awesome. It was heat of the moment. You were in it. You committed to it. It was great. Like, I found comedic gold in that. Like, that was so great. So fast forward a few years, and we're out grocery shopping. Her, the kid, myself, we're all out grocery shopping. And the kid and I are messing around, and I think I got told I couldn't have, like, unicorn macaroni or something. I think the kid told me I couldn't have the unicorn macaroni. So I decided to make the biggest scene about it. Like, I want unicorn macaroni. And I am stomping down the aisle, but at a shuffle pace, like middle of the aisle, making a scene. I'm like, that's it. I'm going to make a scene, like da 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 da, complete like temper tantrum mode, right? And I didn't realize I had someone behind me, which makes it even better. It makes the story even better. I didn't realize that someone was behind me. And I like, we get to the end of the aisle. I start hanging on the cart again, and I like pull up to the cart. And I mean, this chick, younger chick, probably younger than me. I'm in my mid-30s. She looked a little bit younger than me, but not too much. Nice suit on, all that. Walks by, and she's like, ah, some people. And I was like, ugh. And the wife just shot me a look like, don't you dare start anything. Don't you dare. And I'm like, you don't get it. Like, people are way too uptight. People are just, they find no humor in anything. They don't take the time to look at the simple things and understand the simple things and enjoy them. That's why I don't watch the news. Like, news is all negative. It's all doom and gloom, right? It's like, oh, I don't need it. Like, I don't need it. It's why I stay away from a lot of YouTube. Like, a lot of YouTube is doom and gloom. Like, oh, that's how I'm going to grow my channel, is put people down. And I was just having a good time. I was like, you know what? I feel good today. I'm not in a whole lot of pain today. I feel good. Like, you know, I'm going to have fun. And it wasn't hurting anybody. I wasn't doing nothing. I was just making a scene. You know, I was being a immature idiot, I guess is how some people would put it. But I was like, it's fun to me. Daughter was laughing. Wife was laughing. I was laughing. Chick behind me, not so much. She needed to get the stick out. And the wife's like, we got, like, every aisle we'd go, there'd be this chick. So I would purposely get in front of her and start doing it again. Like, purposely would go out of my way. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. A little bit, and then I go back to the cart, like, and she's just like, oh, just getting under her skin, right? And I was like, oh my God, like, you need the laugh. Like, it's funny. Like, I'm in my mid-30s, and I'm acting like a five-year-old. It's freaking hilarious to me. I was like, oh my God, like, this is great. Like, so, so funny. Like, one of my favorite shows I got turned on to is Impractical Jokers. Like, I love that show. There's a lot of people out there, the show is stupid. They need to act their age. I'm like, man, that's the problem, man, is people are too quick to have others grow up, of pass judgment on people and all that. I'm like, I just don't get it. I absolutely don't freaking get it. There's times that I don't want to go. There's times I'm just like, I don't want to go deal with people. Like, it's stupid. I hate people. People are just, they're dumb to me. They're lesser than me, whatever. And I still have to do it. I still get forced to do it. I still get drag kicking and screaming. Neighbors around me probably think I'm absolutely crazy. Like, absolutely. They're like, oh my God, there's that guy again. Because there's times I'm like, oh, I got to adult. Like, I don't want to adult. Adulting sucks. But there was, on the subject of like being immature. So I was probably 21, 22, something right around there. And maybe a little bit older. But hanging out with my friend who just bought his first house. And he's like, oh, yeah, man, it's so great. It's so great. Like, his house is awesome, blah, blah, blah. So I go out there, check it out. And I was like, oh, cool, you know. It's a decent house. Like, you're doing it right. And, of course, like, any of us that would have a house at that age was like, holy crap, you know. But I was like, hey, you're doing it right. So we're sitting around drinking. It's right after the 4th of July, so there's tons of fireworks around. Alcohol and fireworks don't mix, apparently. Neither do trying to start bonfires. Like, trying to start bonfires, alcohol and fireworks definitely don't mix. Freaking, we're drinking and we're shooting fireworks off, right? Bottle rockets, all this stuff. And I decided that he had like this huge gutter that ran from his house out to his road. Because of the way his yard sloped, like, the water would kind of just not really run away from the house like it's supposed to and all that. Like, there's something about like basement getting flooded or something. I don't know. So freaking going, and I see this pipe, and I'm like, oh dude, I'm gonna shoot a bottle rocket up it. Like, completely hammered, right? I'm gonna shoot a bottle rocket up it. And I got the first one about halfway up, and you could hear it go up his gutter, and bam. And he's like, dude, what are you doing? I'm like, check this out. I do the second one, right? And I mean, I got this thing spot on. Goes all the way to the top of his gutter. He, boom, leaves go flying out of his gutter. And then we look up and there's fire. He's like, dude, you set my house on fire. I'm like, what the hell? You set my house on fire. I was like, oh, God. So get the garden hose and put it out and all that. And if we only knew what that night would hold. Like, that night was freaking crazy. Ends up new house party, this whole thing, right? And ended up with the cops getting called, there being people that we didn't know that were there. Like, people brought people we didn't know. And we're like, oh, what, you know, kind of pissed off about that. Like, oh, what the hell? Like, you know, everyone we knew we wouldn't get in trouble if they were drinking. But the people that brought people, we didn't know. And we're like, ah, you know, this and that. So we're like, you know, kind of got like start shutting this thing down. Cops came a couple of times. Like, guys, really gotta kind of be winding it down. It's getting late, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, all right. And I'm hammered. I wanted a bonfire. So I went out back and I was starting a bonfire. Well, apparently as I've been told, like, I don't remember the whole thing, but as I've been told, the wood wouldn't stay lit. It'd start to ignite and then it'd stop. And I was like, I got an idea. Go into his garage. Totally not the right thing to do. Grabbed a can of gas and proceeded. I'm going to start this fire. Poured gas on it and lit the fire to a big fireball. His brand new picnic table ended up getting burnt to the ground that night. His tree that was like, oh my God, dude, I love that tree. That tree, the flames were so high off this fire from the freaking the fireball that went up. The leaves are on fire on the tree. And I'm like, oh God, leaves are on fire. Not noticing that in my drunken stupidity, I've gone and spilled gas everywhere. So there's little puddle fires everywhere, all over the yard. I'm like, oh God. So he's like, hey man, you know, we're gonna kind of kick off the bonfire and that's gonna be it for the night. You know, neighbors are kind of bitching and all that. And I'm like, yeah, I need to grab your fire extinguisher. He's like, what the hell did you set on fire now? And I'm like, nothing, just the wood. And there's like whole backyards up in flames. He's like, oh my God, like, what the hell did you do? I'm like, I started the fire, man. Went out there, fire's in the gas can. I kick the gas can, that shoots flames freaking everywhere. I was like, oh God, it's so much worse. It's so much worse. Start putting fire on the fire. Started putting water on the fire. That really didn't help matters. We had a couple of firefighters there at this party and they're like, oh, you got to do it like this. And I'm like, dude, you're firefighters. Like, put this thing out, like, do your thing. And they're like, oh man, we're like, dude. Your crap's on fire. So we got it all put out. He's pissed at me. And I'm like, oh, that was awesome. He's like, all right, you know, start it up. And I'm like, oh, we can't. Like, we doused it. Like, we put it up. We put it all out. And he's like, man, like, you ruined my party and this and that. And he's like, you're horrible. And I think that's really what drove the wedge between our friendship was that moment and the fact that I was getting out of drugs at that point in time. I was like, hey, you know, I'm not getting into the hardcore stuff that you guys are starting to get into and all that. You know, I'll stick with my CBD and all that, but I'm like, you know. And so we kind of went our own ways and recently ran into him on Facebook of all places, like, oh, you know, Facebook connect with everybody. And like, looking at his photos, I'm like, man, he hasn't changed a minute. Like, there's not, like, wow, you know, just wow. Like, I go and look at everybody else that we used to hang out with and they're all, hey, started my own business. Hey, you know, house, family, kids, cars, everything, right? Like the life, like they're adulting. And you look at him and he's still like, party, hell yeah, party. And I'm like, dude, like, you're a little older than me and you're like, getting ready to go in your 40s and you're living like you're still in high school. Like, I don't know. Like, at some point that's gotta change a little bit. Like, I don't want it to change too much, but it's gotta change a little bit. Like, there's gotta be a little bit of growing up that has to happen. cutting loose every now and again is awesome, but there's a little bit of growing up that has to happen. And I'm just like, eh, kind of failure to launch, like still working high school job. And I'm like, it has gone nowhere. Like, I, you know, I know people that have worked their high school job. I know one of my buddies that has worked his high school job and is now the owner of it. Like just moved up, but there's been like no promotion, no progression, no desire to do anything. And I'm like, wow, you know, like this is insane. Like I don't get it. Like I don't get what happened. All I can think of is that it was the hardcore drugs that they were all getting into that was just like wham. And I don't know, maybe there was some other things that happened too. I know one of the last times I talked to him, he was on his, I believe, second DUI at that point. So I'm like, you know, probably not the best person to have around me at that point in time. And I'm kind of glad that everything kind of just went by the wayside. Because I was getting sucked into doing some stuff that I probably shouldn't have been doing. But the wife is like, hey, you know, I want to like, we both do holistic stuff like CBD oil and whatnot, to mitigate, it helps mitigate our pain. It helps shut our brains off so we can actually sleep, because we're both very high strung people of like, our brains will always go, 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 go. And I'm like, eh, you know, I hear about this, and of all places, we found it at a video store. Like, I'm like, really? Like, you can buy video snacks and edibles, like CBD edibles and stuff. And now the video store is closed. Like, all the video stores around us have closed. Like, thank you, you know, streaming services for that. But it's one of those things of like, we'll go a little bit of CBD oil to help us out. And it's not like, oh my God, I need to do this so I can function. It's I do this every once in a while to shut my brain off, to get my brain to stop running when I'm trying to sleep. And it's very important to get that whole sleep cycle and all that. But I'm like, man, I don't get it. Like, I've tried a lot of things, don't like a lot of things. My motto was, how do I know I don't like it till I try it? And tried a lot of things. Turns out I don't like a lot of things, thank God. But, you know, young and dumb, man, you don't think about all that stuff. And it's one of those things, like, looking back, I'm like, wow, you know, how the hell didn't I get in more trouble than what I got into? And I was just sitting here the other day, like, my daughter that's 14, like, complete smartass like I am. So we clash a lot. Like, we fight like brother and sister. And I'm like, man, like, I'm worried. I'm worried that she's going to go down the same path I went down. And super smart, totally doesn't get that from me at all. Like, her brains are not for me. Her being a smartass, that's all me. Like, her back-talking, her being a smartass, her... just doing things, thinking they're hilarious, and they are hilarious. Like, they're really funny. And I'm like, oh, I want to be mad about it, but you know, that was a really good one. Like, oh my God. Like, we were out at Walmart the other day, and the wife's like, what, you want to get in the cart? And she literally jumped in the cart and rode through the whole cart in Walmart. You should have seen the amount of people that looked. Like, oh my God, like, as a teenager, you know, man, you shouldn't be riding in a car. I'm like, man, like, again, we're on our kids to grow up way too fast. You see all the homework that my niece brings home. Like, oh my God, she's five. Like, holy crap. You know, you should be playing. You should be having fun, not hit the books. You know, you need to start thinking about college now, this and that. Like, no, man, like, society's screwed up in that way. But my daughter is like, all honors classes and all that, like, super smart. Again, does not get that from me. I'm an idiot. Like, straight up, I'm stupid. I failed my way through high school. I ended up doing summer school for 3 years. I was doing my normal day classes. I'd do summer school. And then the last 2 years, I did night school as well to make sure I graduated on time. And it really came down to the last class of whether or not I made it. Like, that's how effed up I was as a student. And the thing was, it wasn't like I wasn't doing the work. It wasn't like, oh, I don't want to do this. This is stupid. I'd literally do the work and I just wouldn't hand it in. Like, I'd go home. I'd do all the homework. I just wouldn't hand it in. And, you know, I'd clean out my locker or whatever. And teacher would be like, she'd be like, let's go to your locker. You know, let's go to your locker. Let's go to your locker. And go to my locker and here's all this homework. And she's like, wow, like, you know, you should be top of the class. And I'm like, that's why I'm not handing it in. Like, I don't want to throw the curve. I don't want to be that kid that's been bullied, that gets bullied for being smart. And I'm like, so I don't hand it in. And she's like, this is stupid. You know, I shouldn't be failing you, but I have to fail you because there's nothing to grade you on. And I'm like, well, then fail me. Like, I didn't care, right? I didn't care. I had my grandmother on my stepdad's side living with us that had Alzheimer's and cancer. So dealing with all that, she moved in middle school. Like, when I was in like seventh grade. And so halfway through middle school, all the way through high school, dealing with that, helping take care of her and go to school and go to night school and go to summer school and work a job that was only supposed to be 25 hours a week. And I was working 38 hours a week. So doing all that, like trying to balance all that, I had no time for anything. Like, it would literally be either it was school, giving my mom a break or giving my parents a break, with helping out with my grandma. And there were things that I seen on my grandmother that I never wanted to see. Like, being that, you know, that time of like going to prom and all that, right? 9th grade, 10th grade, going to prom. And I'm like, you know, really, I don't want to go. Like, I've already seen all that. And it's not pretty. Trust me, it's not pretty. And everyone's like, what? I'm like, dude, I take care of my grandmother. And they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, like literally wipe her butt and stuff. Like, no, like I've seen way too much that I didn't want to see. But it came with the territory. It was expected. And I started to rebel because of it. And the way to rebel was, you know, they're like, good grades, good grades, good grades. So I'm like, I'll get no grades. How about that? And I started really rebelling. And then a couple of the guys I was hanging out with at school, hey, man, try this, try that. And, you know, I started doing little extracurriculars, if you want to call them that. And it was great. Like, I was like, man, I can escape. Like, this is so great. And next thing I know, it's like one thing leads to another, leads to another, leads to another. These couple of kids move in across the street from me. And the younger one and I would hang out a lot. And then he went out and one day was like, you know, we're done hanging out. And I'm like, I don't get it. I don't get why we're done hanging out. And, you know, he had come out to me and all that. He was like, he was spending the night one night and he had come out to me. He's like, hey, you know, I got something to tell you. And I was like, well, spill it. And I think we're playing like GoldenEye for Nintendo 64 or something. And like the OG shooter, the OG FPS, right? And he came out to me like, hey, you know, I like guys, like I'm gay and all that. And I was like, oh, you know, that's cool. You know, well, I don't care because now I'm gonna kill you in the game. And I was like, I really don't care. And he's like, what? Like, he expected me to be one way, and I wasn't one way about it. You know, I think he expected me to be like, well, we can't be friends, this and that. And he ended up getting this other friend, and then him and I just stopped talking. Like, I have no idea what the hell happened. And him and I, like, just this huge rift, all that. And later on, I was like, you know, I was asking his older brother, because his older brother and I would hang out. And he was the one that was like the failure to launch and all this stuff. And I'm like, man, look what happened. He goes, dude, like, he likes dudes and you guys are hanging out a lot, like put two and two together. And I was like, really? Like, really? Like, he kind of like had a crush on me. He goes, oh yeah, big time. And I'm like, yeah, you know, it is what it is. Like, it's not the way I fly, but, you know, cool. You know, good for him. Like, straight up, like, I don't care. And it's one of those things of like, it really was like, wow, Like, I can't believe that, you know, just because he felt a certain way or something that, you know, we stopped being friends. And I was like, that's completely stupid. That's completely stupid to me. But ended up hanging out with his older brother a lot and getting into a lot of trouble. And led down to a lot of crazy adventures, like the one time I had, I think it was like my first or second time doing acid. And this is why I don't screw with acid anymore. I don't screw with hallucinogenics, all of that. Like, I will not touch them. I dropped acid, and the girlfriend I had at the time was like, hey, you know, the famous text, hey, parents are gone, or hey, mom's gone. I was like, I'm coming over, right? She's like, can't wait for you to get here. Mom's gone, all this, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, all right, you know, not thinking, jump in my car, and I'm sitting at a stoplight, and I'm literally watching it melt. I'm like, oh, crap. Got to the point where I got to her front door. Pretty much like did a DEA style kicking of the door like it was a raid. And it's like, let me in. She's like, wow, like, you know, this is gonna be awesome. Like, you're super pumped. I'm like, oh my god. And she goes, what? I'm like peeking out the blinds. She's like, what? Like, what the hell? You know, running from the cops or something? I'm like, no, the dragon. She's like, the dragon. I'm like, you don't see the dragon out there flying around? She's what the hell is wrong with you? I'm like, I may or may not have taken acid. And that was the last time, man, because you hear about people all the time that get stuck. And I'm like, no way. There's no way that I can live like this. Like, this is horrible. Like, this is so bad. And, I don't know. I guess it's life that really cleaned me up. Life responsibilities and all that, because I'm still a walking disaster. I still stutter and all that. But I mean, all the extra stuff is done. Like, I got life responsibilities, man. Got a good job. Got to keep a roof over head, lights on the table, all that. Got a family to support. And I'm like, hey, you know, at some point, things flip around and all that. And, you know, you always gotta find the humor in things. Like, you know, you always gotta find, they only have the little ones. Like, oh my God, it was great. That's one of the tops. And, she'd probably be like, God, I can't believe you told that story. And I'm like, it's funny. Like, to me, it's funny. Like, I still bring it up. We'll walk by them in a grocery. I'm like, look, babe, they got the little ones. And she's like, ah, oh, stupid little ones. Like, it was great. It was so great that, you know, you could just cut loose and be like, yeah, this is stupid. It's so great. It doesn't help that I'm taller than everybody in the house. So when we start arguing, I'm just like, that's it. I'm putting everything on the top shelf. I'm tying up the chairs. You ain't getting. She's like, I'll climb on the counters. I'm like, oh, God. I'm taller. I have relatively long arms. So she'll be like trying to wrestle with me or something. And I'll just like hold her out, like literally put my hand in the middle of her forehead and just hold her out. She gets so mad about that. Great. I'm like, ready? Bam. She's like, I swear to God. What? What happened? I think that's going to do it. I think that's going to do it for this episode. A little test episode, see how things go. Try to get into a consistent pattern here and all that. But thank you guys so much for listening. And hopefully next week, next Monday, whatever, I can have another episode out. And have it be a lot better than this one, because I think this one's trash. But I'm my own worst critic. I think everything's trash. Again, thanks so much for listening, guys, and look forward to many more episodes.